Did you know that one of the new rules that came in for MLS games as of this weekend was that when there's a substitute, the players have 10 seconds to leave the field, otherwise there's a penalty?
I did know that because they mentioned it a lot.
They mentioned it non-stop. Every time there was a sub, and then sometimes in between there being a sub, they said that when there will be a sub, there's a new law. And I don't want to make fun of the commentator too much because it was on Apple, and I think that's the guy that people like.
I think so too.
Commentating was fine, but they kept banging on about this law over and over again. For the most part, it's kind of irrelevant. It's such a small little tweak.
It doesn't change the game that much, does it?
No. And then, like, the commentator would commentate on the person leaving the field as to whether they were going to get off in time, and they always were. I don't know. There was three new laws. I don't even remember the other two.
He said a good stat, though, about... So they've been trying that out in... What's it called? Next...
MLS Next Pro? Yeah, I think so.
There's been... I think this is what he said. There's been 10... what would you call it? Like...
Oh, instances. Yeah.
Yeah, out of 400.
Yeah, roughly something like that.
I like stats, so that was... Yeah. I enjoyed that one.
So it's a valid point. It seems like the law is a good law to bring in, but... It was just relentless.
What were the other two?
Something to do with if you're down injured for so long.
That one's interesting,
you have
actually
to leave the field. It is, but I can't remember the actual law, so I don't know if we can discuss it.
If you're down so long, you have to stay out for 2 minutes. We shouldn't say this because we don't know.
Yeah, let's pretend it's that. If you're down for so long...
just pretend.
You have to stay out for 2 minutes.
How do you feel
about that one? Or is it a 2-minute
penalty? Not
sure. It's not a penalty. It is a penalty, isn't it? Like,
this
it's
is
2 minutes. Yeah. The other one, I think if you don't leave in 10 seconds, then the other player can't come onto the field for 60 seconds. I'm pretty sure definitely right. Don't know what the third rule was. I'll try and find out for next week. But they're all really minor tweaks. They're not like, this is, none of them are a big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, new to the crew season 2. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Should we set the scene?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sitting on the right. We are sitting in our back garden, as I would call it.
Our grass needs to be cut.
Grass needs to be cut. Although I did last week.
Look how long it is, though.
I know. I feel like once you get a house, we're just renting. Once you have a house, once you occupy a property, you have to talk about the yard a lot.
Boy, this just came to my head. Is grass like human hair where as soon as you shave it, it comes back quicker?
I'm glad you had the second part to that question because I thought the question was going to be, is grass like human hair?
Because it seems to have been.
I think
that.
So, yeah. It's really got excited. We did have a lot of rain, though, as well. So that's probably part of it. Anyway, we tried to sit at the front of the house, but too windy, and we are joined today by baby Rory. Rory, you there?
She's a little shy still.
She's still shy, still podcast shy. We bring her up a lot, but she, due to her only existing for 1 month, has to come wherever we go. So it's the three of us. I'm drinking Yingling Lager.
And I'm drinking some red wine, which my entire pregnancy I said... My first drink was going to be a glass of red wine. And do you know this is my first glass? And it's a month.
So when was the last time you had a glass of wine?
Probably must have been like almost a year ago.
I think you stopped drinking July the 31st, the day I dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
Not
I can't
to
do
say
that math, but...
whether you had wine
I can't remember, yeah, exactly. But I don't know why it's taking me this long. I think I've been having beer because we've been sitting outside. And like summery, I know wine's summery, but you know, like a nice cold beer.
Yeah.
Has been really good. I've just had a few the last week, but... I thought it was time for my wine.
How does it taste?
Really good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really
good to be
good.
Back. All right, as we do the pod then, you're in charge of checking Rory's still alive. I can't see it from where
I'm
I am.
I'm on it.
That's pretty much, for anyone that's not a parent, that's going to be
life.
A parent, just check they're alive, right?
You just have to poke them every once
well,
in a while.
You need to get to them before they're not alive. So don't just check they're alive.
Yeah, that's key.
Preempt them not being alive. But she's doing well, I think.
You just stare at their chest a lot. Make sure they're breathing.
Yeah. So we put out a pod. No, we didn't. We recorded a pod last week with Eric. We did put out a little post on Instagram, but unfortunately, it sounded awful, didn't it?
Yeah, we couldn't always hear Eric, and we didn't realize how bad it was as we were recording.
And then I tried to listen back, and the first couple of minutes, I was like, "Oh, this is okay," but there were so many disruptions, and it's such a shame because it's been a really, really cool part of crew history.
A lot has happened
the last few weeks. I mean, I think the last time we put anything out, we were talking about Cucho and his shenanigans, and then we went to Tigres and won on penalties. Mm-hmm. We've lost all that, but it's okay, there's no point going back over it. But
yeah,
it's a shame because as well with Eric, he brought a lot of stuff to it because of his knowledge. But we have a the next round coming up this week, and we will talk about that Monterey Wednesday, right? Not sure when this pod is going out. It's either going out as soon as we finish recording, or we're going to tag on Monterey game afterwards, in which case it'll come out Thursday.
Yeah.
But big news is I'm going to be in the stadium.
You are. And I'm going to be outside the stadium.
you're going to be there, but not there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about not going to the game, but going all the way to Columbus?
I don't know. It's weird. I think I'll be sad on Wednesday when we're there. But it's kind of like I said, when you can't drink when you're pregnant, when you don't really have an option, it's kind of like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
We don't have someone to watch for. We can't bring her in at her age and health and...
Yeah,
you
and
know what I mean?
And people will say, oh, you can definitely bring in a 5-week-old baby. But for us as new parents, we're not quite comfortable.
Yeah. And she is very small.
She had a slow, she's tiny. Like, you can lose her if you put her down somewhere.
She doesn't fit. I'm not technically supposed to wear her with those wraps yet.
Yeah, she's got some catching up to do. Yeah. But she wanted to come to Columbus to support the team. So we're going to go down, meet some people before the game. I'll go to the game and then I'll report back to you afterwards. But you'll be watching.
And I will be watching from the hotel.
You'll be watching from the hotel.
To go back to what you asked, though, I'm excited just to go to Columbus, though.
Yeah.
First of all, I think we're both getting a little stir crazy here at home. So I'm just, when you were like, I think I'm going to go to the game, I was like, can I come?
You know, yeah.
And I'm just excited to do something outside the house, I guess.
You know what? Like, every time I watch Crew on TV, which we're reduced to doing the last few weeks, it makes me really miss Columbus.
Yeah.
Like, part of this podcast was new to the Crew, but new to Columbus, like trying to find new places and new things to do. And now we're recording. So I've got nothing to add to tell people because we're not there. But we want to keep going and sort of talking about the games, and maybe if I can pull my finger out my ass, come up with some new things to explore about Crew history and stuff. Do you remember last year when we first started?
I know what you're going to say.
Each episode, I was going to go through 1 year of Crew history, starting from 96 and then doing a summary of the season.
We did one, didn't we?
I think we did one. Maybe we should resurrect that, because I quite like researching and learning myself. It's more for me, this.
We do have some plans for some interviews, but whether we get to them...
We got some plans for some interviews. Again, it's just me sending out an email and saying, can you come on the pod? And they'll say yes, because I've already preempted some people, but I just haven't organised myself to get them on. But I think going back through the history of Crew would be good, because I know we do have a few listeners that are brand new and don't know the history, so I think that'd be a nice thing. But it would still be good for us to learn.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, keep knowing the history. This is coming off the back, though, of the Timbers game, which for me, we watched it at home in Indiana. Was one of the best games of football I've seen
really
in ages.
Good, wasn't it?
I mean, I then watched Coventry versus Man United in the Cup yesterday, which was even better.
Yeah.
But take that out of it.
You know how I can tell is when you're enjoying a game, you stand up.
Yeah.
And you stand in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm drawn towards it.
And then my brother and his girlfriend came over at the end of that game. Was it Coventry?
The cup semi-final yesterday, yeah.
And my brother's girlfriend sat on the couch where you were, she thought where you were going to sit. And she went, oh, I'll move for Pete. And I said, oh, no, he's going to stand for the rest of the game. And she went, what?
Yeah.
And I said, I just know he's going to. And you did.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I know at a certain point, if a game's exciting, you'll just stand up.
I think it comes back to when I used to go and watch games live with friends in England. You don't sit down, because you go to a pub and you don't really sit down. You stand up the whole time.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll be standing around anyway. Then you all of a sudden, a game becomes interesting and you just all turn towards the TV and you're... I think my brain goes back to those days.
It must be, like, pent-up energy, too. Like, it's hard to sit.
Yeah, because I don't really show emotions. I don't really cry or laugh to the level that some people do. I'm quite deadpan, but my emotions, they're in my body, and I can stand them out.
I'm really hot.
I know.
I got warm out here.
Yeah, how's Rory?
You're like, do we need blankets? I'm really hot. She's fine.
We got a little sun trap back here. That's why the grass is growing so much, though.
Oh, yeah.
Should we have a little chat about Timbers game, then? As that was the last game.
Yeah.
What surprised me, pleasantly surprised me, first of all, was Nancy picked a strong team.
That was surprising. When we saw the team was put out, I think I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like half hour before the game, and I said, surprising.
I'm not going to pull the team up because I can't be bothered. But from memory, first of all, Nagby was back in, right?
Yep.
And he missed the Rousel Lake game, which was his first miss in like 3 years.
Did you look up, what it was?
I was supposed to research that and come up with a stat, and
that's
again, but it was over
basically,
three seasons in MLS without missing a game.
Is that the most or the second most?
I think it was the second most. I think they put the stat up in the Portland game. Okay.
I wonder how he felt.
Well, now he's got to do it again. So he's got to play for another 3 seasons straight to do it again. He's already 33. But I think if anyone can do it, that's Nagby. So Nagby was in, Morris was back, Kucho was up top. Basically all your favourites were there.
Also, Kucho was back.
Kucho was properly back.
Yeah, was.
He was awesome. He was everywhere. I've written notes for the game, and pretty much all of them include Kucho doing something.
Do you know who else was everywhere? Farsi.
Yeah.
He?
What did you say? How did you describe him?
During the game, I said he's like a video game character, and he goes on boost mode.
Like when he's got a boost.
I'm serious. He must have been like, here, he could have been like a sprinter in track and field, because he'll go from zero to all of a sudden, he just kicks it on, and he's so fast.
Yeah. And he's not just fast everywhere. Across the field. His acceleration is insane. And he saved us a couple of times, didn't he?
Yeah.
Going back to Kucho being everywhere, that was his birthday.
Oh, it was, yep.
It was his 24th birthday.
So young.
I know. But the game was... I feel like by touching on it, then I become part of the problem. Mm. But the negativity, the only reason I'm noticing more negativity is because, like I said, I'm on Twitter now.
So is it a Twitter problem or is it a crew problem?
It's a massive Twitter problem. But I think it's not a crew problem. It's a fan of insert soccer club problem.
Or sport, yeah.
Any sport, yeah. But like, we started well, controlled the game, then we went 1-0 down.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. The goal was that really crappy little shot.
Yeah.
But I think it was disguised, because I'm not sure if he meant it, but Schulte was caught off guard. It kind of just trickled in like the slowest finish of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I felt like we dominated. Kucho scored a goal that was given offside, and it was offside. That was in the first half. You missed this. Rossi almost scored directly from a corner,
mm-hmm.
Which, again, he wasn't trying to do, but incredible if that had gone in. So we went in half-time... 1 down, I think, because the equaliser came second half, right?
Sorry, I was checking
her. No, I told you to be on duty to check she's alive. That is your job. She's just...
Yeah, we got our goal in the second half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just after half-time, we came flying out. Rossi with the assist. Again, Rossi's been getting stick. He got another assist. Kucho finally got the goal he deserved, because I thought he was fantastic. And we're going to need him against Monterrey if we've got any chance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 1-0, we're on top, and was it a penalty?
Yeah.
100%,
yeah,
right?
Definitely a penalty.
It's such a bad decision, and I'm very, like, you're always biased with your own team, but I'm very diplomatic the way I look at things, and I can't see how that was not given as a penalty, even not to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they maybe did review it, but even to not be reviewed and then overturned was insane. Because he kind of had him in an arm lock and then dragged him
and
down.
And then moved, yeah.
I just think, again, imagine that was my shoulder and popping out.
You'd be trouble.
And they make it even worse. Minutes after that, they went up there and scored a second.
I think it was 6 minutes.
I got here at this point, Rory wet herself. I think there was so much going on. Because you had to run off.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was the equaliser, the no penalty, and then them scoring. Then Rory wet herself. We lost track of things a bit there. But after that, again, dominated, played the most attractive football. I don't know as well if some fans recognise how good the football is we play, mm-hmm. like how pleasing it is to watch. And not only is it pleasing to watch, it's pleasing to watch, but with results, for the most part. We were absolutely killing them. And then Moreira's goal.
Oh.
It's like...
Lovely.
First of all, it's Moreira, so it's like, don't shoot. Nothing against Moreira, but you're not expecting... a defensive player to pop up and
most times
smash
they shoot
one.
From there, you're like, what were you doing?
Yeah, and it's frustrating because you're trying to build something. I think there were some frustrating long shots.
Beautiful.
Morris had one. Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
You know what I noticed too is after he scored that, him and the whole team, it's not that they didn't celebrate, but they didn't, like, you know, they usually round the corner and so there wasn't that. They kind of quickly got back.
Yeah.
And I said to you, I was like, oh, that was interesting. That was kind of like brainstorming why they did that. And I think they were like, we need another goal. We want to win.
Yeah. And I think that shows the team mentality of like,
they haven't done this yet.
They want to win these games and they're such a team because mm-hmm. There's not one person running off celebrating on the road. And it's great to celebrate.
It is.
But their focus was, let's get another goal.
It is. Yeah. And this wasn't the case. They weren't losing. But, you know, when you see a team, like, really losing and then they score a goal and they do this massive celebration, you're kind of like, eh.
Yeah, so what are you celebrating? What are we celebrating here?
But I thought that was interesting.
And then last kick of the game. Cucho.
I cannot believe that.
I said to you when we got that free kick, I said, oh no, Rossi's shit at free kicks.
He's not been good at them.
He's been hit everyone into the wall. And then Cucho standing over it. I'm like, Cucho. And then I was standing up again.
Mm-hmm.
It hit the inside of one post, right? Mm-hmm. Went right across the line. Could have hit the goalkeeper and gone in. Could have done anything, but he just went out, and that was pretty much the last kick of the game.
Yeah.
But that was like, I was trying to look at the results here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 draws in a row, including the Tigres penalty win. What's that, Rory? Anything to add? Nothing to add.
Nothing to add.
And people are getting quite negative that we're not winning the games.
Yeah.
I just want to have a quick run through them.
I just want to say, too, on that note, someone sent us a message on Instagram and said that they were really glad you brought up.
That's right, yeah.
The Twitter thing, because they were like, it gets really frustrating. Which, again, I'm not on there, so I haven't seen it, but...
What I just don't get is, like, you're there to support your team, and I'm all for, I wouldn't say booing a team, because when they're trying to play, but if your team's not performing or the management's not bringing the right players, definitely, I'm all for protesting. I'm all for getting angry.
English mentality, you guys do that way more than we do typically.
Usually, yeah, like I think so. Yeah, I don't think crew fans, especially in the stadium, actively boo. It's more individuals shouting nonsense.
Yeah, it is.
That's been an issue this season. But if you go back to the games, right, so we won't go back to the start of the season, but we lost 2-0 away to Charlotte. That was a disaster. The fake refs, terrible VAR, there was a red card, blah, blah, blah. Nashville away, 2-2 draw, Rossi misses a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville away, these aren't easy places to go. Oh, Rory's not. She's not happy about Nashville.
She's not upset.
She goes from one mode to the other.
Let's see if she wants to join us.
Bring her out, and if she doesn't settle, we can pause. I'll keep going through these games because I don't think you'll have too much to add. Then we go to Tigres, go to Mexico. Probably one of the best results in crew history, if not the best. First of all, we had the home leg. We draw 1-1. Incredible. Morris gets sent off as well. So we did that with 10 men and we're still taking the game to them. Then DC at home. Cucho was being a dickhead, got himself sent off.
Yeah, I remember.
We still drew the game. And when we went down to 10 men, we were 1-0 down. So we still drew the game, a man down. Then we go to Mexico. We go through, we win on penalties. And they're exhausted, right?
Yeah.
What do we do a few days later? 4 days later, we rock up in Ralph Salt Lake, one of the best attacks. They've just beat, to be fair, Chicago Fire is shit, but they just scored 4 at Chicago on the weekend. 0-0. And it's a crew 2 team. That whole team is pretty much reserves. Mr. Philip Quinton made his last ever performance.
Oh, I was going to talk about that.
And he's now gone to Ralph Salt Lake.
And we saw him. We watched him play his first game for them.
We saw the second half of the Chicago game, didn't we, on Saturday? I was going to jokingly put together the top 5 Quinton moments and just make them all naming a time he was on the bench in a different game, because we haven't seen him since, I think, was it like the first 3 or 4 games last season?
It feels like when we first became fans.
Yeah, and he was out of his depth, but we didn't have any... Camacho wasn't there yet. Mm. We didn't have any defenders.
No.
And it wasn't his fault. Nancy tried to put him in a system. I don't think he's quick enough mentally to play football the way we do, like quick passing, and he's more of a... I imagine he's more of a win-header, get the ball out of the box kind of defender. Mm. But I think we should wish him all the best anyway, because he's one of the original players that came in when we first came in.
When we were watching him in the second half of the Salt Lake City game, he was getting really into it. Did you notice?
Wait, on Saturday against Chicago, yeah.
He was like really hyping his team up and stuff. And I found that really interesting. I don't know why, again, probably my personality, but I was like, oh, to join a team and already like take that.
He looked like the elder statesman. He looked
so confident.
Yeah, he looked like future captain.
Yeah.
I don't know ability-wise if he'll make it as a regular, but he's done what he can with crew.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly wasn't getting games, but he came in that last game. As I was saying, we drew 0-0 away to Ralph Salt Lake with most of the team missing. So I'm not sure what people are complaining about there. And then Timbers, okay, I think we let in 2 sloppy goals, but we could have won that 6-7-2. Like, it was such a good performance. And this week is Monterrey. It's like the biggest week. Who cares about Portland 3 days before or 4 days before? Don't care if we lose that game 7-0. Everything goes into this game on Wednesday.
Yeah.
then the second leg's next week, and then we may or may not make the final. But let's say we make the final. I've already checked, it's June 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Then we've got the rest of the season to make. And we're looking at the league, we're not that far off.
Right, aren't
we? Yeah, we are four points off top of Miami, but they've played an extra game.
Okay.
So we're a point behind Miami if we win the game in hand. I don't know. I just feel like we should enjoy this ride, because much as I would say to fellow Spurs fans, when we had Poch, it was like, it might not ever be this good again.
Yeah.
And it's true, especially MLS, because it changes all the time, because there's a lot more parity and that kind of thing. I have noticed, in my opinion, I don't know how much you've noticed or how much you watch, but no one in the world of MLS, like on the broadcast and stuff, seem to ever acknowledge how good we are. I think they once in the commentary they said it's the MLS champs.
Yeah.
But like, we're not considered to be a good team or the best team.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed. I heard one comment about how we're very attacking or something, like that teams have noticed that, but yeah, it's a good point. Is that because we've talked about before, we're not a sexy team, or?
We're not a sexy draw. Columbus isn't a sexy city. Like,
unless you live there.
It's a sexy city. It's a lot sexier than Valparaiso, Indiana. But we're not a big draw. We don't have big name players apart from probably Cucho. We can't compete with Miami and LA, and we haven't got the history of Timbers and Seattle and all that kind of stuff. But we're just kind of neglected, I feel like. Even like in Ohio, it's like the media seem to drum on about Cincy, and because they're a new team and how well they've done. But they've only done so well because they were so shit before. They lost. Mm. They came bottom of the league 3 years running, and then they had one good season. And all of a sudden, people want to talk about them. Crew have been consistent for a long time. And I feel like with the model we've got... Oh, Nancy signed a new contract.
He did, yeah.
So I don't know how long he'll stay. I don't know how ambitious he is. But with the model we have, to the way the club is run, I think we can be competing at the top on lower wages and lower spending than a lot of other clubs.
As someone semi-new to soccer, like I've still been learning over the last few years, his style of managing is the most distinct I've noticed, like versus any of the Crew or Spurs managers.
Yeah.
I can't quite see like what they're... I know you probably see the differences and stuff. To me, it's been really interesting seeing... he has a definite style that I can notice.
But I think that also shows to you how much you've got into Crew that you can notice that. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you... Yeah. Yeah, some Spurs manage. I mean, I think Big Ange has a very distinct style. But previously, the previous two managers, Mourinho and Conte, half the time, like, what the hell are we looking at here? It's so dull.
I guess I noticed Mourinho's because it was sit back.
Dour, yeah. But no, you're right. And Nancy's got that. And again, that was what I was defending people saying with that Cucho spat, saying Nancy needs to go because he won't tell us what's going on.
Trust him.
What are you talking about? Grow up. He's a genius. Like, yeah. He is possibly leading us to Champions Cup final.
I also just like watching him.
Yeah.
I like to comment on his outfits most games.
Did you see how pissed off he got when Morris had that shot that went over the bar when he shouldn't have been shooting?
Yeah.
I thought...
Was the game he clapped the ref?
He's done that a few times, but he got himself sent off, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Or booked, at least. No, I think it might
be... Booked, I think.
He got booked recently, but sent off last season when we were there.
Yeah.
Wednesday, then. Do you want to do a pod post the game so we can talk about it and then put it out? Or do you want to put this out as it is?
I think maybe we should combine them, but...
Combine them up, yeah. All right, well, if you're listening to this, then we're going to head
keep
on.
Keep listening.
Yeah, it's now... What day is it? It's Monday.
Yeah, so we're just driving down.
We're driving down Wednesday morning. It's going to be a little bit longer than usual because of Rory.
I keep thinking we're going tomorrow.
Wish we were going for an extra day.
I know.
But it's going to be good to be back.
I know.
Anything else you want to add now?
We only have a few free hours like before the game, and I'm like, what should we do? Like...
Well, we've got to find somewhere that's kid-friendly now. I think some of the places we went before... This could be a new angle. Like, good, new to the Crew, where to take kids in Columbus. Because we don't... That's not been our world prior to this.
If you've listened, you've listened to us previously just getting very drunk and...
Yeah, and in places that weren't kid-friendly.
Yeah.
So we now need to find places we can get really drunk, but kids are allowed to be there with us, I think. All right, then. Well, let's just leave it there and then... We'll pick this up maybe on the drive home, potentially, or when we get back Thursday.
Yeah, you can fill me in on the game from inside.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
Are you going to miss me?
Nah. Well, yeah, when I'm in there. At half time, I will. I've got no one to talk to. During the game, I just can't wait.
Good.
It's going to be great. All right. Go crew.
Go crew.
But that, I don't know if that's on the recording, but that was Rory introducing us to part two of New to the Crew. We're back in Indiana after pretty much a 24-hour there and back to see the crew, right?
Yep. And you drove the whole way. Thank you very much.
And the whole way back. Thank you very much.
I'm acting like it's that far. It's not super far, but...
No, but I prefer being the driver so that I don't have to deal with the baby.
I know. I said to you at one point, I was like, do you want to switch just for a little bit? And you're like,
It's so stressful being on edge. Like, is she going to cry? Is she going to cry? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I can't switch off.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I'm just driving, it's fine.
So you're just putting it on me, thanks.
Yeah. Put it on, Mum.
No, to be fair, I prefer to be in the back with her. I feel like I'm being chauffeured.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I prefer it so it works out.
For Father's Day, can you get me a little chauffeur hat?
Mm-hmm. Do you know someone, I put up a story on my personal Instagram, like a picture of her in the back, and then like your head was in the front of it, and someone commented and said, it looks like you're the Uber driver.
Yes. Uber driver Pete.
We didn't tip you though.
No, or pay me. In fact, we had to pay for our own gas, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Monterey.
Yeah.
First leg.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You went.
I went to the game. Before that though, we went to a brewery, Seventh Son, and we met Evan and Lauren, who I think we mentioned last year. We went to a watch party at their house.
Mm-hmm.
So they're friends of the pod. And I just wanted to do a little plug first, because they are opening a new business in Columbus. What's it called?
Bumble's Backyard.
Bumble's Backyard. And
Bumble is their dog.
Yes, Bumble's the dog, and it's Golden Doodle. So very close to our hearts, as we kind of have a Golden Doodle ourselves, right? They are currently doing an Indiegogo campaign to raise money for the last parts of their business, which they hope to open this summer. Is that what they said?
Yeah, I think they are opening this summer.
The venue itself is... Well, I looked on their website and it says it's for good dogs and good people. So if you are a good dog or a good people, a good person, send your way over to the Indiegogo campaign. I think we'll put it on... When we put this pod out, we'll put something...
In the notes.
That sums
up Evan and Lauren very well as well.
Good dogs and good people.
Yeah.
Well, Bumble's a good dog.
They have a good dog and they're good people.
They're great people. They've really helped us integrate into Columbus, and then we left.
We always talk about how Eric was one of the first ones to reach out to us when we moved, and he came over and said hi.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Evan sent us a message very early on, and it took us a long time to actually finally meet him in person, just like logistically. But I remember Evan sent us a message very early on and has always been so welcoming to us.
Yeah, and he took me under his wing for the Monterey game. So we'll go into that in a minute. Yeah. But
I don't know the exact details, but what they're opening, we should probably mention, is it's a dog park...
With coffee and beer.
This sounds so good.
And they're all local. It's local coffee and local beer, because I checked this morning.
Oh, I love that.
It looks like it's going to be a great place to hang out. We're going to come with Rory in September, yeah. Right? We can't bring our dog, I don't think.
I don't know if our dog will ever come to Columbus. But...
Again, he's been to BrewDog once.
Oh, he did go to BrewDog once, yeah. Years ago.
We'll put that in the bio,
Yeah.
Description for the pod, and please go and have a look. If you can donate, do. If you can't, just spread the word
and visit when they open.
And yeah, better still, when they open, visit, check it out. I'm sure you'll love it. So
you made a good I was going back to Seventh Son in my head, which by the way was a really good brewery.
Yep.
You made a good pun as we were walking in, and I think I was dealing with Rory a little bit, and I don't think I gave you enough credit for it. It was really good.
It might also be because I spend my entire life punning.
You are very punny. It sounds like I said you're very funny. You're
first very daughter at Seventh Son. Was that it?
That's it. I just had to give you a shout out, because later on I saw your story on Instagram and I was like, oh, I didn't really recognize how good that was.
And I think that's her fifth brewery. She's done five breweries in 5 weeks. Yeah. And we're doing another one tomorrow.
We are, which is new to all of us.
This is new to the brew, the Indiana years.
Do you remember when we did that?
Yeah, kind of. We're going to go to one called, what's it called? Cheers at Chesterton.
Yeah, the local one here.
If ever you come to Valparaiso, you're probably just passing through, to be honest. But there's not so many breweries here as there are in Columbus, but no, there's a couple.
They're a little more spread out here. Like, yeah. You have to drive like a half hour to one.
But the town directly north of us is Chesterton, and they have a couple of little tap rooms and breweries. So we're kind of on that little trail at the moment. Yeah.
What did you think of Seventh Son? Did you like it?
Yeah, I only had one beer. Yeah. I had the assistant manager because I was keeping it low percentage.
I forgot about that name. I really like that name.
Assistant to the manager. Well, I had three of those, but only one type of beer, but it's really good.
Yeah,
The setup's great. It's a good little pre-gaming place as it's pretty close to the stadium.
Yeah.
Then we went our separate ways.
We did.
You went to the hotel. Oh, Rory's snoring. See if this comes out. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's coming out, but it is there. We're that entertaining that she's snoring her way through it.
Yeah, I went to the hotel. You went to the game.
We both watched the game, though, separate places. I planned to go to the stadium on my own. Then Evan came down for a beer and said, oh, we're going. He has a little group that he goes with. So he took me under his wing, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren dropped us off and picked us up and dropped me back at the hotel. I felt like I was being looked after and chauffeured around.
Yeah, that was really nice.
We got dropped off just outside the stadium. I guess I'll tell you about my experience. I have a few questions. I'm trying to sort of come into this as being new to the crew, like my angle of thinking about things and questioning things, but I don't want it to come across negative. Okay. And I feel like I've been leaning into
it.
Yeah, because it's like it's a ride. It's exciting.
But you know what I think we have to remember is, like, since we've been talking today, we've been very positive.
Yeah.
I think when we say negative things, we're like, oh, shoot, we don't want to be negative. But, like, we just said so many nice things. Like, that we worry more about that than the positives.
Check ourselves that we are actually great and we're not throwing at it. It's not that I've got negative things about the games. I've got things that happen in the game that I want to question.
I was literally just going to use that word. I was going to say you're more questioning.
Yeah. So, first of all, before going into the stadium, Monterrey fans, awesome. They're all walking down whatever the main road is to get to the stadium. Blue smoke everywhere, chanting away. Reminded me of our experiences in Central South America. We went to a few different games, didn't we? We actually saw Monterrey play. I didn't realise. Mm. We saw them in the Azteca.
Yeah.
That was one of the teams that were playing. As for the game, I don't know if clearly they're a decent side, but I don't know how good they were or how great we were. The only thing I noticed, because we were in the Nordeca and we were like fourth row back, so I'm seeing the players up close.
Mm-hmm.
When you're that close, you can see how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, Rossi and Cucho are head and shoulders above everyone else.
Why do you think it's different when you're that close that you can see that versus TV? Or
I think when you're watching it on TV, and to a certain extent when you're higher up in the stadium, you're just taking in the experience as a whole. You're watching the patterns of play.
And you're seeing like a wider...
Yeah, and you're seeing like the whole field. So you're seeing like, oh, there's this guy open on this side of the field. When you're in the fourth row, you can't see that. Everything's close together. You see how little space they have to operate in.
Yeah.
So you're watching for their first touch.
How skillful it is.
And also you're not seeing the bigger picture. So they're seeing, like, Cucho is always playing balls out to the right and left wing, especially right wing against Monterrey. And when you're in the fourth row, you're not seeing that pass.
Yeah.
But before he sees it.
Yeah.
So then he sprays it away and like, oh my God, I didn't notice that there. But him and Rossi, their footwork, their speed, pace, thought of thinking.
Ooh.
What's the word? See, I can't even get my words out. That's
their thought process.
Their thought process. There you go. Incredible.
Yeah.
And it was so good to watch. And I was even looking at them, and again, this isn't a negative, but I was comparing them to other players like Russell Rowe, who hasn't got that full process.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lot slower. Now, he had an assist and a goal.
Yeah.
And like, he's rightly getting all the plaudits for this. It was incredible. I'm so pleased for him.
Me too.
But just watching the team as a whole, those two are just like, just standing out so much.
That's cool.
Here's my first question. I bring this up every 3 or 4 episodes. National anthem.
Oh, gosh. You know I don't like this chat.
Because it's still... It's just ingrained in American culture. It's a thing. But what... The thing that made me think was... This was a domestic games anyway. So, first of all, international games, you're representing your country. Ergo, national anthem. When it's Columbus Crew versus Portland Timbers, it's two American teams. I still find that puzzling after so many years. And then... Noticing this time we're doing the American national anthem and there's a Mexican team in, and my question is, and this is a horrible thing, is that disrespectful to the Mexican team? Like, they don't get their national anthem played, nor should they, But I just found it interesting. Imagining Spurs playing in the Champions League, an Italian team comes over, and we play the English national anthem.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was wondering if that has any effect on the players, and does that get the players up more, like the opposing team? Are the Mexican players thinking, I've got to stand here through this?
Yeah.
And does that have a difference? That was my question, I guess.
My thought for a second there was, sometimes they'll play both, but that must be when it's like a neutral game, huh?
That's for, they do it in MLS when the Canadian teams come in, because they're, I think the Canadians are like you, as far as I am aware, as we said before, Canada and US are the only country in the world that have an obsession. I would call it an obsession with the national anthem, apart from North Korea, which I find a funny comparison. It was just interesting to me to, and the guy in front of me, I've never seen a prouder American.
Yeah,
he was so proud, and it made me think, I've never been that proud in my life. I'm trying to think of the proudest. I was literally trying to rack my brain for the proudest I've ever felt, and the only thing I can come up with was the first time that I saved up £5 and had a £5 note in my wallet as a child.
What age were you?
Oh, I don't know, 7. Yeah. And I remember getting my wallet out to look at my £5. That £5 note is probably like $7. Well, back then it would have been about $10. That's the only thing I can think of where I was that proud. This guy was, but it was good. Like, it's really cool. It gets you right into the mood of the game. It's also a beautiful national anthem, like the sound of it, like, compared to our drab one. Oh, yeah. But I just always, I'm like, it throws me when they start playing it. I still haven't got used to it, kind of thing.
I said this before, and some people might not like this answer, but a lot of times I don't really hear it because I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you notice it, and I'm like, oh, it's just so ingrained in me.
Well, that's so, when I step back and notice it, I also notice how people just switch gear. It's like, don't want to say the word brainwashed, but people just turn, just automatic. It's like Pavlov's dog, where it's like you hear a sound and you just... Where's the
I think it can go two ways. It can be that way, or it can be like you almost don't hear it because it's so...
Yeah.
It depends where you are and what your situation is, but...
I just thought it was interesting because there's a Mexican team in town.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all my questions today for this game, they come across as like I'm questioning the order of things, and I don't want to sound like that, or questioning if things are as great as they are. The other thing was attendance was 17,000. Mm-hmm. And the guy... Oh, so we went in. So I'm with Evan and his friends. Evan's an extrovert guy. He seems to know everyone. He knew the guy to get into the Nordica, like first name terms, and sort of had a chat with him. We go in, there's three of us, four of us at the time maybe, and then another couple turn up, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like, oh, I'm here because of Evan, and she's the first thing she says to me is, of course you are, he knows everyone, he's a social octopus. As it happened, the guy to my right was on his own. So I'm now talking to this guy that's on his own, but he's extroverted as well. And I'm in the between, so I'm in a group of four, and I've got a guy on my right. And I realise, like, I don't know how to make small... I'm so, like, out of my depth. I'm like, I wish Mel was here to talk to about some of the stuff, because I'm racking my brains to think. So I just start talking about my bets.
Yeah.
I start talking about corner. And I'm like... So I need tips on small talk.
But I think people. That's a good route to go. Like, at least you had a couple things you could talk about. Like, but, like...
Yeah.
No, it's okay if you were silent, but, like, you didn't do that.
No, but I'm always like, why can't I just be normal?
I would say, too, like, I'm not around you and you're not around me, so I don't know what you're like, but I think you come across much better than you give yourself credit for.
I think you're the only person that sees me in normal mode. Oh. Like, this mode.
Yeah, well, of course. I think a lot of people aren't their true selves out and about, especially with new people, but
yeah,
when we've been with people, I'm always like, I always think you come across so much better than I do.
You might have seen, as I said before... I never know where to put my hands. So anyway, the guy to my right, so they announced attendance, 17,000, and his instant reaction was, oh, pretty good for a Wednesday. And I've seen this on Twitter from other people, pretty good for a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's pretty good for a Wednesday. Yeah. Is it just me?
Because it was a big game.
It's the Champions Cup semi-final. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, again, this is me questioning, and it sounds negative. I'm just literally observing what happened. That should be a sellout and we can't get hold of tickets. Mm-hmm. Now, I think some of that was, because it's CONCACAF, some of the section was for Monterrey fans and they didn't sell out their section. So the numbers are down there. But I don't know if you noticed on TV, but looking around, there were lots of sparse seats. Like, you can notice when there are 3,000 people missing. And it just kind of blew my mind a bit.
Yeah.
I was, like, this to me is... I'm trying to work out how important how big a deal is the CONCACAF Cup? And I don't know. Because on one hand, the media is banging on about an MLS club, how close it's getting to Liga MX and how well they're doing. And on the other hand, people don't really seem to give a shit about the tournament.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere in between, and I can't quite figure it out.
Yeah. The other angle of that is the Wednesday idea, like the idea that we can't do things on Wednesdays.
Yeah. I'm like, it's downtown Columbus. Yeah. Anyone that lives in Columbus can be there in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we know because we lived in Columbus.
Yeah. And again, I'm not blaming people. Like,
That's the thing. Like, it's everyone's got their own thing. It costs money. It's money.
Right.
People that go every week. You
can't maybe add in a Wednesday game.
You were there last Saturday. They were playing again this Saturday. I'm not bothering to go to those games. Yeah. Quite frankly, the only reason I went to this game was because we sold the tickets for last weekend's games and I managed, which helped us to get the hotel.
I think this is more like a society chat. Like,
yes, it's societal.
How people sometimes will think they can't do things during the week.
Well, it's like we always say, like, when it's Halloween and people get... We've got a kid now, so this will probably change.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. But, like, if Halloween falls on a Tuesday, go out and get your sweets on a Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, I'm very much...
Yeah.
I'm very much a whatever day it is, it should be that day. Like, I'm like that with birthdays, too.
As much as possible, yeah.
As much as possible. I'm always like my family, say my birthday's on a Wednesday. For example, my parents might go, oh, should we go out on Saturday? I'm like, no, we should go out on Wednesday because that's my actual birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. It just confuses me, like... But on an individual level, I totally get it. Everyone's got to work.
Oh, yeah.
It costs money.
We're very fortunate that right now we could drive down on a Wednesday.
The only reason we were there is because you're on maternity leave and I'm studying and I can change my studies. I'm very flexible. So that's the only reason. Yeah. So I get it. But I just thought there'd be such a clamour for tickets that would go,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't. But anyway.
Yeah, I remember us saying in the beginning, before, we weren't sure how, like, us opting in with season tickets would work. And we were like, I wonder if we'll get tickets.
Yeah. But I'm so glad that it was such a cool experience. It was the perfect soccer night. It was pretty cold. It was, I don't know, 50 degrees under the lights, mm-hmm. intense game, really like fast paced game, plenty of action.
On TV, like, again, I'm not going to try and, you know, pick apart the game because I don't have that knowledge, but it was a very good game to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it was exciting. It felt like there was nonstop something happening.
Did you notice, because I rewatched the highlights, because I had not a bad angle, but where I was, I couldn't see the whole field. I rewatched the highlights, and this was officially on Fox highlights, and they put the team up, and they had Quinton in goal.
That is so weird.
It's really odd. In the captions, they had the rest of the team was fine, but they had Quinton in goal, who doesn't play for us anymore and is not a goalkeeper.
Well, I was going to say, there's two things about that.
But the commentator never said anything. Like, they never touched on it. It was really odd. Talking of in goal, Greg, incredible.
Yeah.
He made some really, really good saves, and there's something else I want to say about him. Greg Patrick Shelty, for those that don't know, he's cousin Greg from Succession. End of the game, this is my other question, that it sounds negative.
You look so nervous.
I'm so nervous because I love this team and I don't want to come, like, I'm just asking the questions. But you know those people that, like, you get twats that are, like, right wing, but they won't admit it, and then they sort of say, I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm doing here. No. I'm just genuinely wondering. Wise men, when we played wise men, and then the players all come up and then they sway back and forth, and it's a little moment between the players and the
end of the game.
Yeah, the end of the game. They came up and the infusion, like, it looked like a chore for them.
The players.
These players. And I was a little bit sad.
That makes me sad.
And I'm like, maybe they're not over-celebrating because the job's half done.
Yeah.
But they were just a little bit disinterested.
Yeah, which...
And I don't know.
Two things. That makes me a little sad because I feel like part of the reason I really like Columbus is I feel like you have a connection to the players more so than at other clubs. The second, what was my second point? I've already lost it. Oh, being at games, I remember like going to games last season and watching, and they seemed, I never got that impression.
Yeah.
I always felt like they looked really into it.
And maybe they're just kind of being level-headed about it, but I think even if we lose next week, we're still not, I still don't think we're favourites to go through. I haven't checked the odds to see what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, going to Monterrey is going to be tough. And we saw some of the Miami game the other week, like the atmosphere in that stadium, like, it's going to be really intimidating. But I think even if they go and lose 4-0, to win 2-1 at home to Monterrey in the semi-final is such an achievement that I feel like they should have been buzzing more.
I'm trying to think, like, give them credit. I'm like, maybe they were exhausted.
And maybe it's just a routine. They're like, they have to do this no matter what. I think they do it even when they draw a game. I'm not sure.
I think they do because we had that question last year, whether they were going to do it.
Yeah. But I just thought, But then it's typical me, like the fans are having such a great time and I'm standing there analysing the body language of the group players. But anyway, Patrick Schulte was the one player that came over afterwards, jumped the hoardings, and he was signing stuff. That's and nice. I thought, I love this guy.
And again, I don't blame people for not doing
that.
You don't have to do that, but that's very sweet.
I just want to shout out to when things go, people go above and beyond. That's it. And all the players have done certain things throughout time, and I love this group of players.
We have to get a signature.
I know.
That's what they call autograph.
Yeah, I mean, being the Nordeca, we can get down there. The problem is, you tend to veer towards. We can use Rory as bait.
Rory,
you're going
to
be the
hip check a child to get down there, and then
Rory, you're going to be the signature hunter because we'll take you down the front, I think. So really, those were just my points for the game. Again, there's no where I'm was. I can't analyze the game. I don't care. We had a great time. The atmosphere in the Nordeca was superb.
Yeah,
really, really good.
You said there were some new songs. For us,
although everyone knew it, so maybe not. People were singing the Free From Desire, the Cucho's on Fire, Your Defence is Terrified, which is an old song that's gone around English clubs for years, but it really fits, and it really fits the party atmosphere. And he was on fire. But also on fire was Russell Rowe. Let's just give a little shout out to Russell Rowe, because he gets so much stick.
I didn't realise that. I think I'm not in tune to all this.
Yeah, and I'm maybe too in tune now because I'm looking for this stuff.
Someone else brought it. I think it was Evan or someone brought it up about, regardless of their opinion on him, like that there is a lot of people who aren't thrilled with him.
Yeah, and it's like, so let's take that stance. So let's say we're not thrilled with one player, and let's say it's Russell Rowe. First of all, Ramirez may be first choice, but he's injured. So Russell Rowe's got to come in and do a job. I think Russell Rowe he's got still tons and tons of potential. He's very young. He probably wouldn't be used as much. He wouldn't be used in a Champions Cup semi-final, maybe. I don't know. Although Nancy has trusted him to start games when Ramirez was fit earlier in the season. Watching him, I would say he's got a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think his thought process isn't up there yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't got... But then we're comparing him to Cucho, who played in the Premier League, you know, as a teenager, or at the age of 20. So that's really harsh to make those comparisons.
I think he does just look... Oh, Rory has an opinion.
Rory, what do you think?
Oh, not a fan.
Do you like Russell Rowe? I mean, she only gives negative sounds at this point, mostly.
That's true.
She either doesn't love Russell Rowe or she really needs to shit herself. It's one of the two.
I was going to say, he just looks sometimes a little more amateur.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying... I've always said I like Russell Rowe, but I've also, like, I'm not saying he's the best player. Like,
no.
I think I said this again talking to Evan. It's not that I really like Russell Rowe. I mean, I do, but
I know,
I'm trying to be realistic about it.
Yeah, and every single player, they are what they are, and they're doing their best. What I would say is the Nordeca are 100% behind him.
Oh, see, that's what I didn't think.
No, the other night.
Yeah.
It wasn't last night. No. The other night, they were... I mean, everyone was on such a ride. I didn't hear any negativity. And normal, proper fans are behind every player. I just want to just give him some credit, because the Cucho goal, that was all Russell Rowe. The little assist that he gave, that was incredible. And then the header, the back post, I don't know if it was the cleanest header, but he did what you have to do. Head the ball downwards, bounced up into the net. He got a goal and assist in the Champions Cup semi-final against Monterrey. That's a milestone performance for me, and
I think he has a lot of potential.
Yeah,
it's just what happens. Like, where does that lead?
And as long as he's in the squad, as long as he's part of Columbus crew, then we're on his side. Same as Philip Quinton. As long as he's in that squad, when he came on, you support him. Yeah.
You know, hopefully he learns a lot too from like Cucho.
I bet he is.
Like, that's a really good, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely bet he is. So. We're going to put this out now. Is it Friday now? So they play tomorrow in Montreal at home. No one cares. I'm sure no one cares.
I wish we could drive back down.
I mean, I'd care. I'd love to go to the game, but like, it doesn't matter if we lose.
I'm thinking about sitting in a hotel room. That was brilliant.
Did you like the hotel break?
It was so good.
It's just nice to get out, isn't it?
It's so nice.
It's something weird about the vibe of being in Columbus as well. Like, you could be in a hotel in Valpo, you'd notice the difference.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, it's a really weird experience watching the game. And then knowing that's happening like 2 miles away.
Yeah.
It was a really weird feeling. I don't know.
I get that. There was also a couple of Monterey fans in our hotel.
Yeah, there were. Yeah.
So I'm assuming they went to the game, because why else would you be wearing your replica jersey if you weren't going?
No, I felt like I went on vacation for a day.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I felt quite guilty.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
That, that I left you with Rory to go in, but
we had a good time.
Yeah. So tomorrow they play again. It's not that we don't care, but like the focus is on the second leg.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
Second leg, Wednesday. It's 10:15 for Columbus people. For us, it's 9:15. For 7. I don't know how many people will be tuning in because it's a Wednesday night and you know it's late. But for us, 9:15 because we're on Central Time. What do you think? Can we do it?
Yeah.
We're getting Mexican takeout. Try and make it an evening.
Is that supporting them?
We're going to do it for the game, but I think we're going to do it early because the game's at 9:15.
Yeah.
If they get to the final, I'm trying to work out how to get there.
Yeah.
Logistically. I haven't even looked at financially how much the tickets will be and that kind of thing, but it's on the 2nd of June and we leave for a road trip on the 3rd of June.
Yeah.
So that could be tricky.
But it's also kind of perfect as well. Like, what if the game was on the 3rd? So
that's true. As long as I get back that day, then. But again, I just feel like same as last year. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. There's people. I've been talking to some other people, and they're saying like, if they get there, once in a lifetime, like diehard Crew fans, and I'm like, I'm just still riding this wave of being a new fan.
Because like you became a fan, and then all this has happened. You can't change that. Like,
I know. But there's me going into the stadium and questioning national anthems and questioning the players in some respects and the fans that turn up.
Like you said, I think that's part of being new to the Crew too. Is like,
yeah,
we don't want to come on and just go, that was great. Yeah, thoughts.
We're not going to analyse the game, are we?
No.
I don't think I've got anything else for the game. I don't think there's anything you noticed or saw. I thought the refs were great. Who cares?
I was going to say, there's nothing that I would bring that is. New idea about that game. That's not what we're trying to do here.
I've noticed just across the last few games, Amundsen's been dropped a little bit and he's coming off the bench. Don't know if that's tactical. Don't care. I don't care.
I know.
We're in the semi-final second leg and we're winning.
Yeah.
So that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
So
wait. So second leg's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then
it'll be a month till the final.
Month till the final, but that's a one-off.
One-off game hosted. There is a whole thing. We're not going to go into it. There is a way we can host, but 99% sure we are going down to Mexico, whether it's Mexico City or wherever Pachuca play, which I think someone told me they're at like an hour north.
It's more complicated.
But it's more complicated. And then that tournament's done, and then we can focus on MLS. So don't worry about tomorrow's game. Doesn't matter. They've lost one game this season. We're in the playoffs. We're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to win the MLS Cup again, pretty much guaranteed.
As everyone told us first week.
As people have told us. And they're,
what was that phrase? We're going to walk it back.
Walk it back, yeah, which no, I thought was negative.
Else. Something like that.
It's something like that, yeah. I think it's walk it back.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. You're an American. You tell me. That's it.
That's it.
Go Crew.